morning. We're with our political observer on a Tuesday morning. Alan, the national political spotlight shined on Albany yesterday as candidates, at least two, nearly crossed paths, the events being so close together. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont spoke at the State Armory in Albany. Donald Trump was at the Times Union Center. John Kasich actually met with the GOP in New York, senators, that is, and his claim is that the New York State Senate would stay Republican, but only if you elect him.
Every dog has its day. I'll tell you, Albany had its yesterday. The traffic was jammed, and it was fascinating to watch the news organizations scrambling to try to find enough people to cover each one of these things. And frankly, it was fun. It was good for the city. Now, as to Kasich, what a silly thing to say. We know why the New York State Senate is Republican and why the Assembly is Democratic. They get to draw their own districts. But of course, there are many more Democrats in New York State than there are Republicans, which accounts for the fact that in any kind of semi-fair process, you would have more Democrats representing people in the Assembly and the Senate. However, since they're allowed to draw their districts so that only they can figure out how to get the best advantage to the electoral process, so that's why the Republicans control the state Senate, no question about it. That and one other small thing, and that is that they have a governor who really apparently wants them, even though he's a Democrat, and even though he says the opposite, he wants them to stay in power. So when he has a chance to make a difference, he doesn't do it. He said he was going to veto the self-serving apportionment bill. He didn't do it. He said he was endorsing the Long Island Democrat Kaminsky to run for the Senate. He endorsed him, but he hasn't seemed to really help him out and lift a finger. So what we have now is, once again, the possibilities of a Republican Senate. And believe me, it ain't got nothing to do. And by the way, folks, I do apologize for the word ain't. I know I'll get letters from English teachers, but it just adds emphasis. So he ain't got nothing to do with the whole thing. Therefore, you know, it's the right thing to say. He's a moderate, but he doesn't show any real appeal, although in New York State, according to the polls, he's beating Senator Cruz from Texas, who decided that he would make himself more popular by attacking New York values. And of course, New Yorkers didn't exactly fall in love with him for that.
Bernie Sanders, for his part, he called for a national fracking ban. That issue, of course, controversial in New York, and a shot at Hillary Clinton, his opponent. And he also spent some time talking about the Goldman Sachs $5 billion settlement and saying that the system has to change.
Well, let's take them one at a time. The fracking thing is come and gone. The governor has said no fracking in New York after being really pushed around. Dear Governor Cuomo, we will remember our Natalie Merchant putting on a wonderful performance that assured that that was going to happen. So that while I'm sure his people are saying take on fracking because, you know, people really hate it, and they're right about that, it does seem to be a little bit passe, at least to me. The next thing up, of course, is the idea that Goldman Sachs is getting away with a lot. Banks are too big to fail, bust them up, the Bernie message. The problem is that while he certainly seems to be right, at least in my mind, about that, the real question is, does anybody care? And is it the kind of thing that will catch fire? Look, a lot of people like Bernie because they feel he's the one chance they've had in a long time to really express doubt about the way in which the system, the economic system, the banking system, the whole system is being managed. So he comes, he gives the message, and the people who like him really like him.
You mentioned Todd Kaminsky running for the Senate seat in New York. The news from Ken Lovett, the Albany bureau chief of the New York Daily News, you talk to regularly. Mel Brooks is now doing robocalls for Kaminsky. He's his grandnephew.
Isn't that interesting? Well, of course, nobody is a bigger Mel Brooks fan than I am. And it would certainly get my vote. But of course, I don't live in Long Island. I don't even live in the state. But Mel Brooks, as you all remember, is the 2,000-year-old man. But as you remember, he said that he has all of these children from all of these marriages for 2,000 years, he says, and not even a postcard. How are you, Pop? And so maybe, maybe, just maybe, Kaminsky sent him that postcard. How are you, Pop?
Our political observer, Alan Chertok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.